Psalm 107. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story, those he redeemed from the hand of the foe, those he gathered from the lands, from east and west, from north and south. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. And for Deuteronomy 6, these are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you, your children, and their children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live by keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life. Hear, Israel, and be careful to obey so that it may go well with you and that you may increase greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
As I look out here, I see a sea of red. So way to go, all of you that got the note to wear your red sweaters today. And all of you who are grandparents that came to visit and are here for the kids program today, we're so grateful to have you with us. And since there's so many kids in the room, we're going to pray today in a way that is accessible to children too. So this is a fill-in-the-blank prayer. I will say a phrase, and you just, in your own head and heart, tell God what you want to say at the end of that phrase. Let us pray together. Lord, today we give you thanks for this day and for drawing us here. Here is something, Lord, that I love about you. And Lord, today I want to say thank you for and I know somebody who needs your help or your healing, Lord, and their name is and there's something, Lord, that I really need, and it is and now we look to you, Lord, and know that you listen and hear our prayers, and I'm going to listen to today in Jesus' name. Amen. So we are in the middle of our season of wonder here at Bloomington Covenant Church, and today we're talking about the wonder of a story. So this last week I did a poll in our church and asked people, what are your favorite stories? And this is what we found out. Someone said, my favorite story is anything that starts with once upon a time. Number of other people said these were their favorite stories, some of those kind of classics. Perhaps you recognize them or recognize the picture there. Another group of people, the stories that they picked were movie-based story. So things that they had seen in movies. Don't know if any of these were books, but these were their stories. Another group of people said these were theirs. These were the winners, by the way. These were the stories that got the most votes. And whatever the keeper of lost cities is, had three kids say this is it. So this might be the story of the year that I'm going to check out myself. Then there's kind of a random category of stories that people really liked and an ongoing list because so many people talked about the story that they loved. And we love stories so much. They're compelling to us. And I really believe that's because God made us that way. I saw this quote a number of years ago that's attributed to the Talmud that says, God made people because God loves stories. And we are people who tell stories. We've been talking about that already this morning. In the passage that Kyle read, it says in Deuteronomy that God is asking the people to remember to repeat. He says, repeat my commands. But I think of it as this. God's saying to us, keep telling the stories. Keep telling those stories that you know and make sure you tell them to your children and keep them in your hearts and talk about them all the time. When you stand up, when you lie down, when you're going around your business, when you're outside, when you're inside, whatever it is, God is saying to us, keep telling the stories. And that's what we do in the church. We have stories that we tell over and over and over again. We repeat them. So if you've grown up in the church, if you have a history in the church, maybe there's stories you've heard of like Daniel and the lion's den. Or maybe you heard the story of David and Goliath. Or maybe you heard over and over again the story of Esther and how she saves her people. But there are two stories in the church that we tell most of all. And they're such important stories that we've actually built our whole calendar around them. So that in the spring we tell the story of Jesus and his last week on earth. We tell about Palm Sunday and Jesus being praised, and then we move on to Jesus being arrested and Jesus' death, and then on Easter we tell the story over and over again of Jesus' resurrection. Because it's a true story, and it's a good story, and it's a story that means everything to us. And then in December, we tell the same story over and over again. And we have all kinds of ways to tell this story. We sometimes just read it straight from the Bible, and that's what we'll do next Sunday night at the 4:30 service, and everybody will get a chance to participate in reading the story of Christmas together. We tell the story over and over because we sing it in songs together. We take out our nativity sets or our crutches when we decorate, and we remember the story of Jesus. We remember the God who said, I'm looking at the people and I know they're in trouble. They're weighed down and they're struggling and they're hurting because of sin that's sin that came in and messed things up. And Jesus said, they need help. They need someone to show them. And so Jesus said, I'll be the one to go. Jesus said, I have all the power in the universe, but I'm going to squish it into an itty-bitty living space. And he comes to earth as an infant child. He shows us what it's like to really be a human who walks in a perfect relationship with God. And he invites us to be part of the life that he offers. So we tell the story over and over again because that story is meant for us to believe. It's meant to change our lives. It's the story that's too good not to be true. The story that's the realest and the truest and the best story of all. And we tell it over and over again so that we do not forget. And we tell it over and over again so that others might see and hear also. In a minute, our kids are going to do their program, but I read a story once about a church that was having their annual children's Christmas. They called them a pageant way back in the day. And so they had it set up where they had somebody playing the role of Mary and someone playing the role of Jesus. And then they had a little manger set up and either a real baby, I doubt it, but a baby in the manger. And the kids came and the donkeys took their spots and the angels, nope, not yet. The donkeys took their spots and the shepherds took their spots and the angels were all sitting out in the church with their parents. They had their white costumes probably cut out of a bed sheet. They had their little halos on, and their job was at the queue to come up and to proclaim the good news and to announce that Jesus had been born. So So the time came for the angels, and they started crowding into the aisle of the church and squeezing their way down to the front. And someone gave the cue, and all the angels in unison said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill to all people." And then one voice yelled, "Let Jesus show!" So here was this angel who had found her way into the aisle, and it was so crowded that she was trying to get close to see Jesus, and she couldn't see him. There were too many kids in the way, and she just proclaimed, "Let Jesus show." And that's what we do. Year after year, it's not a new story, it's not a different story, it's the story, so that we can let Jesus show, so that every generation might hear, so that each of us might come to believe and live into the goodness of the God who is with us. We are going to stand together and sing the story in the words of Away in the Manger, and then the kids are going to tell you the story in their own way today.